Well, here we are at a location we've never recorded at before, but that's the beauty of recording on the road, on the run, flying by the seat of your pants. Welcome to the broadcast spotlighting Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. Today we are in the city of Fresno, and I just happened to be out at the kind of like the west end of Fresno taking care of some business. Called Bruce Hood and said, hey, let's meet at this location. So here we are, brand new spot to record at.
Yes, and like you always say, we out in the streets, and so that's what we're doing. We're recording out in the streets.
That's the place to be. So, what's new? You kicking back here with the end of summer coming up?
Oh, brother, I tell you, it just seems like it's just getting stronger and stronger. Ministry work is just every day, all day. I tell you, at the church and out in the community, it just, boy, I tell you, I wake up and kind of slip right into my tennis shoes and get ready to run.
I know. You have long days. They begin early and long, about 8 or 8:30 at night. You're ready to pack it in because you've had a long day. And as we're recording this today, one of my friends on Facebook is Kevin Musso, the weatherman, and he keeps us posted. He says, today is day 18 in a row as we're recording this of at least 100 degrees in Fresno.
Yeah. You know, though, what's really, I'm kind of at awe right now and really just on cloud nine, because I see God's hand helping me a great deal. And I know it's Him. It's God, because these things are not just no coincidence what's taking place. There's people that's coming and getting involved in the ministry, men and women, just committed, and they're coming to us, and they don't have no agenda, no hidden agenda. They just coming because they want to serve. And I tell you, Ken, we got one of the finest women that loves God, that's overseeing our women's facility, and that lives there with the women. And I tell you, just doing a great job, and just really a loving, caring type of person for those women. And then she knows how to, she's not green at what people can do. So she knows how to watch for things that people try to slip in and get away with and this and that. But she's she's committed to being there, and I tell you, it just really touches my heart, because you know I can go home and sleep at night knowing that Sister Ruby is there with those women and taking good care of those women and children. And then then God has sent a young man, Mike. I don't know if you've met Mike. Have you had a chance to meet Mike yet?
I don't think so. What is he the one who came along as your driver?
Yes.
No, you were going to have him on the program, but I haven't seen him yet.
Well, right now they're out putting up the posters for the Manchester Car Show.
Oh, okay.
And so, but Mike has just turned out to be like a Joshua was to Moses, to me. And boy, I tell you, I can actually stay home and until 8 o'clock now.
And 8 a.m.
Yeah, I can, and then I can get home a little bit early at night, because Mike is there to take care of a lot of those details, a lot of those things what I've been taking care of for the last years and years.
Did Mike come to you through the men's program?
You know, Ken, it was kind of a not strange, but I know God had sent Mike. There was one man that we had to dismiss from the program, and he's been with us for a long time, Ken. And I hated to do it, but, you know, it was just time for him to move on, because he just wasn't growing. He wasn't trying to grow. And right at the time when we was kind of dismissing this man, and sometimes you have to do that when you're working with men with rehab. And, you know, and sometimes it's the best thing to do, too, because that'll make them think about, you know, when they go to the next place, you know, what they're going to do and how they're going to carry themselves. And so what happened is, as this man was packing up his things and getting ready to leave, there was a man that came walking out of that park, Pink White Playground, over there by where we have our men's home at. And he walked up to me, and he looked at me, and he said, "Are you Bruce Hood?" I said, "Yeah." And with tears in his eyes, he just started crying right there and said, "I need help." And he had been sleeping out there at that playground, that Pink White Playground. And he was on alcohol real bad alcoholic. And when he came to me and stood there before me, and I seen his brokenness, and right then, you know, I don't like to always tell people I hear God talking and this and that, but God has a way of speaking to us. Mm-hmm. And it's that still small voice, and mm-hmm. and I just kind of heard the voice of God that whispered in my ear that these are the kind of men that we need. Mm. These are the kind of men that I want you to work with. Mm. And those are men that are broken. Men that are, you know, they crushed, Ken. They tired. They've been on that dusty road and been out there working hard for nothing and going nowhere. And so immediately I told Mike, I said, "Come over here and have a seat." And so I had to finish up some things and went to interview him. And then the more and more I talked to him, the more and more I could see and understand he had been sent by God. And Ken, I tell you, this man has turned out so far to be one of the best men that ever walked through that door, as far as that want to change his life and want relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and wants to do everything that he can to to help and work there in the ministry. So, you know, those two people that have come into my life and come to Feed My Sheep Ministry has really put me up and over the edge, you know. And so I'm just kind of thrilled and excited, because I know that God is the one sending these people.
It takes some of the load off of Bruce Hood. Bruce Hood is the type of person that, okay, it needs to be done. If there's nobody else to do it, he's going to do it. And you've been in that position way too many times, but there's only so much that one person can do, especially when they're over the age of 50, et cetera, et cetera. So thank God for the people that come along, as you said, come along and kind of hold up your arms. You know, you're directing the ministry, but you have a chance to catch your breath every now and then and get the rest that you should get.
But, you know, Ken, The thing too about it is, you know, for years everyone, including yourself, been giving me the story about Moses and Jethro, and that I needed to get people to help me with things and delegate things, and I always knew that was true, and I knew that it was coming from God, because it would be like a circle throughout my whole life, and in that circle, every step I take, there'd be someone else sharing the same story with me.
I was rather direct about it. I said, "Bruce, it's great what you're doing, but if you drop dead, that's not going to really do much for the ministry, is it?"
But, you know, probably happened about 2 months ago, maybe 2-3 months ago. I was just so exhausted one day, and I was looking at all the things that I had to do and need to get done with just in a matter of days. And I just stood beside my car there. As I was about to get in the car, I just held on to the door handle right there. And I just stopped. I said, "Lord, send someone to help me. This work is just too great. I can't do all this forever." And I was serious. I was serious. And I kept praying. I immediately went into prayer. Every morning when I would pray, I would pray that prayer, and I'd ask God to send someone to help me with this ministry. And I told him, "It's your ministry. You know, you gave it to me. So please, Master, send someone to help me." And that's when I really, really got serious. That was probably about 3 months ago. And within that time frame, God began to send people like Mike, other people. We could be here all day, and I can tell you about all the people that has come alongside us within the last 3 months. Just to help us with this and with that, and all kind of other things, Ken. It's amazing. But, you know, the reality of it is God, and I know it. Amen. I know it.
He heard your prayer and sent the help you asked for.
Sure, yeah. So things are a lot easier for me now. Like I say, I can actually stay at my house until around 8 o'clock, you know, and get some things done at my house. And
get home before 10 p.m.
Yeah, and then actually I can fix me my own breakfast right there.
Whoa!
Haven't did that in a long time.
So if you've been hearing the broadcast, or maybe it's the first time you've heard the broadcast, Feed My Sheep Ministries, well, they can use you. If there's something stirring in you and thinking, you know, maybe I can be involved in some way, but I don't know exactly where. It's okay. You don't need to know where.
I got something that maybe someone out there is listening. Maybe you can help us with. We've had a person that we haven't sent out a newsletter for a while, as you notice. And the reason why we don't have that person there anymore to create that newsletter. And so maybe if you who out there is listening and you good on that computer and with a camera and taking pictures and designing a newsletter, if you could help us with that, that would be greatly a great, great thing to the ministry. So many people waiting to receive their newsletter. And the reason we haven't got one out is because we just don't simply have that person there anymore in the office to put that newsletter together.
I would think that's the type of thing, Bruce, that of course somebody could do at home on their computer if they know their way around, you know, constructing a newsletter. And you could probably, with the events, you've got somebody out there taking pictures anyway. You could probably provide the pictures to them, couldn't you?
Sure, sure. And then we already have like a template on the computer.
Okay.
of the newsletter, and just kind of put new words in and new thoughts and new ideas.
Okay.
And pictures, and you got it. But the template's already there, which makes it pretty easy.
Well, there's a specific need that Bruce Hood just brought out. The newsletter is hanging in the balance right now because they need somebody to step in and take it over so that by mail the supporters can know what's going on with Feeding My Sheep. Let me give you Bruce Hood's cell number. It's in the 559 area code, 978-5469, 978-5469. Let's look back to this past weekend. You were rather busy. You were in two places at once. Tell me about it.
Boy, that was some experience. Well, you know, we always, every year we work with Cruising for Jesus, and they have a car show every year out at Reedley. And so we come alongside them every year, and we take our bicycle repair out there, free bicycle repair, and then we set up a kid zone, and it brings a lot of more people out of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to get their bicycles repaired and kid zone and all those things like that. And then at the same time, we were at Cowell Park with a car club called Top Dogs. And they're not a Christian group, but they secular, but they got good hearts, and they really love helping Feed My Sheep Ministries. And so we went out and we set up the same thing at their car show, free bicycle repair for the community and kid zone and all those things like that. And so we had two crews of people, one in Reedley and one here in Fresno.
Were you having to go back and forth between the two?
That's exactly what I had to do. We went out like at 6 a.m. and set up the Cruising for Jesus set up out there, and then we came back to Fresno and set up at Cowell. And then I was going back and forth throughout the day, and I was glad when the day was over with, though. Boy, when it was time for all those cars to go home and all the people to go, I was glad.
You weren't going to ask them to stay any longer.
No, no, no. But overall, you know, the people that came really enjoyed themselves. The car show, the people that were putting on the car shows really shook our hand and thanked us. And they were just so appreciative. And so it worked out good for them, for us. and put a community, too, in both communities, Reedley and Fresno.
Let's see. Right now, got to go in chronological order in our last 8 minutes here. You've got the kind of your anniversary celebration. What is it, 3 or 4 years you've been at the Villa Margarita apartment complex?
Yeah, I think it's been close to 5 years, a little over 4 years.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Yeah, it goes by when you're having fun. Yeah. So we'll be out there, I think that's coming up September the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, September the 8th, we'll be at Villa Margarita. And that's another one with the Southwest Police Station, Captain Garner, and bringing broken neighborhoods back to life. They're coming out with us.
Okay.
This year, instead of going inside the apartment, we're going to be blocking the street off on the outside, and we'll be putting everything out there in the street.
So it'll be not only the folks from the apartment complex, but the surrounding neighborhoods as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, we are doing heavy advertising on that one, like we did National Night Out.
Okay.
So we should get a slew of bikes and tons of people. There was over 1,000 people at National Night Out. And I think Villa Margarita should probably be the same.
Okay.
But we're going to be addressing the matters of gangs and drugs. And over the Villa Margarita, because that area over there has become one of the places that's infested with those things.
Thankfully, Feed My Sheep, as we said, has had that presence there at Villa Margarita for at least 4 years. Dwayne Stewart, kind of the chaplain there, lives on the premises. He's the guy who does the lesson for the kids on Wednesday night. He's the guy who does much of the bike repair at the special events. So pray for the outreach at Villa Margarita on September 8th. We'll mention briefly the event at Manchester Center, but I don't. Do you have a prayer request this week?
Yes, we do, Ken.
Okay. Tell you what, we'll mention Manchester at the tail end because it's still well over a month away.
Okay. And also, Ken, on that same day of September the 8th, we'll be in West Fresno, too, at the Hinton Center. We'll be at Villa Margarita from 8 to 3, and then 5 o'clock we'll be at the Hinton Center, and we'll be doing a big rally for violence, against violence.
Against gangs.
Gang violence, shootings, and things like that.
Wow.
And we're expecting a big crowd from West Fresno to show up.
Good.
And we'll be marching and meeting up at Hinton Center all of that evening to, a big outreach to get the community together because the violence is just growing and escalating. Yeah.
September 8th is going to be another busy day for Feed My Sheep Ministries. Before you get to the prayer requests, Bruce, a praise report I forgot to mention last week, and Charlotte Gizzy made sure that both you and I knew about this, but a gentleman that we had asked for prayer for a few weeks ago, Russ Glasscock, dealing with Crohn's disease, I guess there were some further developments after we prayed for him on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what Charlotte shared with me, I guess when we prayed for this man over the radio, there was some folks listening that also has Crohn's disease. And so they called him, and they called this man Russ and began to share with him about their own life of Crohn's disease. And not knowing that Russ is an on-fire Christian.
He's an evangelist, I guess.
Yeah, and from what I understand, never have met him, but I understand that he's hot and on fire for Jesus.
Wow.
At all times.
Yay.
And so when they called him, they got an awakening. Because from what I understand, that Russ began to minister to him and witness to him.
Wow.
And so it wasn't all about Russ and his Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
It turned into a thing to where Russ was witnessing to some people that need to know Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, God can appear at any time, any different way. We never know.
God's the ultimate opportunist. No, I don't believe he sends sickness and disease, but, man, he will utilize everything for his plans and purposes.
Oh, yeah. So many people, get to know the Lord from troubles in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so even myself, that's where I came to know him, when trouble was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And, I couldn't.
Trouble is a very conservative way of putting it in the instances in your life, Bruce.
Amen. But thank God for the troubles that got me on my knees.
Yeah.
and looking up.
There you go.
Amen.
Amen. Looking where the help comes from. Yeah. Prayer list this week.
Well, we have a very, very sensitive prayer here. There's a man named Andy that needs prayer. And I want the audience to listen just for 1 minute. And when I was told this story, it really touched me. And I knew it was a case for KRDU radio station to raise those prayer warriors up. This man was in the Army, and he was under special assignment. And his assignment was to go in as a sniper, as you know, in the war. And he would go in, and he would do nothing. All he would do is just go in and kill. And now that he's, you know, back here in the States and all over, he's going through a lot of flashbacks. And a lot of his, actually, when he closes his eyes, he sees those people's faces that he killed. And it said also, like on the 4th of July, he has to go somewhere, and like in a closet, and cover his head with pillows and hide out so he don't hear the gunshots and things like that, because it brings him back to that place where he was at in the war when he was killing folks. Now, when I was told this, it just grabbed me like nothing ever had before. And so his father-in-law asked that we ask those listeners on KRDU to please pray for Andy, and because of this problem he's having from being there and having to be in a place where he had to kill people. So, and then Ken, also we want to ask folks to pray for Francis Bailey. Francis is not long ago, we had a report from the doctor that her tumor in her kidney was shrinking. And she just heard yesterday, the doctors just let her know yesterday the tumor is starting to grow again. And so they wanted to increase her chemo dramatically. And Frances, she's been, I don't know exactly how long it's been, she's been fighting the cancer. It's probably been at least a year that I know of, maybe longer than that. But she says, I'm tired. She says, I don't want to do it no more. She says, I'm tired. And then on top of that, her vision is going bad. And they want to perform cataract surgery on her eyes. Mm. And she's so afraid that she's going to go blind. And she said, Pastor Bruce, she said, I'd rather for God to take me home if I have to be blind. Mm. And so she's got two biggies that she's facing. Mm. And remember, it was Francis, the one that was the instrument that God used to get us to praying for folk on the radio.
Yeah.
It was her situation that inspired us and caused this prayer time to get started. Because we wasn't actually doing this until we met up with Francis Bailey. And so those two things, if those listeners could pray for Francis, she wants to give up. And, as I sit and listen to her every week, and listen to her, all of her, what she's going through, I understand why. It just touches me. I feel so bad. And the only thing I can do is just pray for her. I wish I could do something else, but things like this is out of our hands, and they're in the hands of God. So, but pray for Francis. Our friend Alvin Peters out at Reedley is very ill. And I used to meet with Alvin and a bunch of other men out at Reedley and Dinuba every Thursday, and we'd have a men's meeting kind of like in prayer and have a good group to talk about the Word of God. And Alvin's gotten very ill, and he's not able to host that group there anymore. But we just ask him for people to pray for Alvin. Alvin's always been a dynamic man of God that helped people everywhere. Very instrumental in helping getting our church lifted off the ground. Remember when it would look like it should have had a bomb had come from Iraq and got a. He was one of the men that was very instrumental in helping us resurrect that building. And he's been there in my life since he knows me. I just learned of something very, very important that we need to let those radio listeners know about. You know, our friend Ken Adams that has been so faithful at producing radio stations for Christian people all over and been there at KRDU serving God to this community. I just learned that Ken is having some very troublesome times right now. Ken has been on leave from work because of some medical problems with cancer and other things. And he hasn't been able to collect a paycheck. His disability that he applied for has been put on hold. And Ken at this time is in danger of his house going into foreclosure. And I had to persuade Ken that we need to let the listeners know and ask if there's anyone that can help Ken at this time to please help. Feed My Sheep Ministries is going to meet and come up with some kind of help for Ken Adams in his situation. And we're hoping that some of you out there that's listening will help too. And if there's anything that you can help Ken with, I almost had to twist Ken's arm to get him to do this. He didn't want to do it. But, you know, he just needs help right now. And so if there's anyone listening can help him, please respond. Thank you very much. And, Ken, one last prayer. I looked in the front page of the Fresno Bee, and I seen a Liz Harrison that was there on the front page. And it appears to be that she's battling cancer also.
Yeah, the article in question, and again, this was in the Fresno Bee. It's not like there's nothing, it wasn't in the public. But, yeah, she was diagnosed with cancer, I don't know, probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, something like that. And fine, strong Christian believer. Just at the beginning of this week, actually, she had surgery, had double mastectomy. And she said she's putting all of her trust in God and leaning on Him. But, yeah, she's going through the process right now.
Yeah, so Liz has always been a real good friend of Feed My Sheep Ministries. And, you know, she's always been very kind and sweet to me. And when I seen it right away, I knew that we need to pray for her.
For those folks outside the area or who don't know, Liz Harrison is one of the news anchors on ABC Channel 30 here in Fresno, has been for a number of years. Took a few years off to raise her family, but she's been back on the job for a few years, and she's fully expecting to be back on the job probably about September, she thinks.
Amen. So those are the prayer requests. And so, if those folks listening could please pray for those people. I'm sure we're going to have a praise report like we did with the man Russ.
There you go.
And so something good's going to happen out of it.
There you go.
We just look to Romans 8:28 and believe it and know that all things are going to work together for the good for those, amen, who love God.
Amen. We'll be standing by waiting for the praise reports. If you've got a prayer request or want to find out more about the ministry or how you can be involved, this is the number to call, area code 559-978-5469. Bruce Hood, Feed My Sheep Ministries, bless you. I guess you're rushing off to your next rendezvous, aren't you?
Oh, man. I got a few men that I need to go pick up. And just always a lot of little things to do. And then my granddaughter that lives with me, she's getting out of school here, and she should be home, so I got to make sure I'm there to pick her up.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I'll let you go, Papa.
Well, Papa's got to be Papa, you know.
Bless you, Bruce. We'll see you on the radio.
See you on the radio.
And thank you, listener, for joining us for this week's broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.